There's to me, on a saddle, there cannot be enough things on the saddle to hang on to when something goes wrong. That's just the truth. And if anybody said, "Don't grab the saddle," you just ignore them and you grab onto whatever you need. On my saddle, on the right side, I keep a lariat, and there's coils there, and how my lariat's held on, there's kind of a handle for my right hand in the front. On the left side, I have what's called a security strap, which is a different version of what is originally called a night latch. A night latch was originally used by cowboys who were riding herd at night, and they'd go to sleep in the saddle. So they'd have a little loop on the front of the pommel of the saddle. They'd put their hand under it, and they'd hold on to that, and they'd just close their eyes and they'd go to sleep. Okay, old country doctors used to ride along. They'd be coming home late from delivering a baby. They'd go to sleep in the saddle. The horse would arrive at home. It's a very common thing. It's not a dangerous thing to do. A horse probably go to sleep too. So it's called a night latch. That's where that comes from. So it's a common thing that people put on the front of saddles if they're starting colts or things like that. What people usually don't do is have it on the front of a saddle just for a recreational riding horse. But you could go along, and have your horse jump over a little piece of water and you're not ready for it and you have nothing to hang on to. Now, the traditional light night latch would be something like a rope that's tied around it. It just stays on the saddle all the time. Or so many people use a dog collar, things like that. The thing that I've found, and I've ridden with night latches for years, but if I'm ready for it, like if I'm on the first ride on a colt or something like that, I have time to get my hand under that night latch and hang on and be ready. But when the unpredictable thing happens, you can't get your hand under that dog collar fast enough. And any time I've come off a horse, I've gone, "Boy, that night latch was a really big help. I couldn't even get to it." This new design, the security strap, has two pieces of leather across the top where it keeps a raised opening all the time. So I don't even have to look. I can just put my hand down in there and it's going to go into that little pocket of an opening. So it's called a security strap, and I've encouraged people to put it on the saddles if they don't, and I've told people get two, put one on each side. I also prefer to ride with a Cheyenne roll on my on the back of the saddle because I have something to hang on to behind too. So I tell people, boy, with those kind of things, and I was riding some horses that were just giving the folks enough trouble that they weren't comfortable going into a canter, and I put a security strap on those saddles, and boy, I was glad I was hanging on. Because when those horses kind of got boggy and started to bucking, it's easy for your seat to get out of position and get out of balance. And then just one more jump and they've got you on the ground. But when you can hang on right there, you don't want to hang on to a saddle horn because a saddle horn, if a horse bucks, will pull forward so fast it'll pop out of your hands. Your fingers, especially women's hands, are not strong enough to hang on to that saddle horn. It's really not designed to be hanging on to. Although hang on to it if that's all you got. But the night latch is designed just for that.
Are there any times you can think of that having that there has just really saved you? Like one example of, "I am so glad this was on my saddle."
Last weekend. Yeah, because the one horse got pretty boggy. It wasn't a real serious buck. I probably would have rode it, but it wasn't my saddle. It was, a synthetic, saddle, so it wasn't really built well. And I'll tell you, the only thing that really kept me secure enough to keep helping that horse find a canter was holding on to that night latch. Yeah, that security strap.
What's a Cheyenne roll?
A Cheyenne roll is around the back of the cantle. Sometimes you'll see the back of a cantle come straight up, like buckaroo style. Saddles will have that cantle be straight up and down. A Cheyenne roll is when the top of the cantle has a ledge to it. And if you reach behind, right where you're sitting, if you reach right behind yourself, your fingers fit perfectly into that. It's called a Cheyenne roll. And you can grab onto it. If you had your one hand on a security strap on the front and your back hand pulling your seat down and keeping it in the saddle from behind, I'll tell you what, it'd be pretty hard to unseat somebody that's in that kind of a position.